Now, there is a man sitting opposite me in the studio for pretty much all of this morning's programme who has a guitar. I asked him to leave, but he didn't. So I'm not going to introduce him by name. I'm going to let the music do that. Here's a bit of the current single, which you might have heard. Good morning, Porrick Jack. How are you?
Morning, Philip. I'm good. And yourself?
I love that song. That is a perfect Saturday morning song, isn't
it? Thanks very much. Yeah, it's a bit happier than some of the other ones.
This is what the critics are saying about the second album, These Shores. They love your seamless bilingualism. That sounds a bit fruity, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you write in Irish and English. How do you decide whether a song needs to be written in Irish or in English?
I let the song guide me on that one. Some songs feel more natural if they come to me in one language or the other. I tend to go with that. Or maybe decide later on if it warrants working on translating.
You grew up in Inishmore. I take it that the house was bilingual, was it?
It was indeed, yeah, yeah. Yeah, my dad is fluent. He's from the island. My mother's from Connemara. English-speaking part of Connemara, but yeah.
Okay, and one spoke English to you throughout your childhood and the other spoke Irish.
Something like that, yeah. And Irish was all around us as well, you know.
But then, I mean, when you're being inspired by the landscape or where it is that you live, what is it that decides whether it will be Irish or English?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess certain songs that might have a certain theme or feeling in the song might just feel more natural to sing it in Irish.
And have you started a song in one language and said, no, this is wrong, and gone to the other
one? Yeah, I kind of have, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because maybe I don't have the vocabulary maybe in Irish to make certain songs work maybe in that language. So,
okay.
Yeah.
As I said, Inishmore, you're not going to be making it back to the island this week with Storm Ashley.
No, I was to go home now, but I need to be in Galway Monday morning. So I think I might skip it maybe because there's one or two storms, I think, coming. So, yeah.
You're commuting backwards and forwards from Oranmore to the island
because
Dad and Mum run Joe Waddy's pub.
They do indeed, yeah, yeah.
What was it like growing up there?
It was a great place to grow up. I think, I mean, when you're young, you obviously miss the amenities of a bigger town, like anyone in a rural place. But I was going to say
the winters must have been a bit lonely and hard, as great as the summers were.
They were. And we didn't have quite as big boats as we have now, although we did have the plane all my life. But so you could always get in and out most of the time. But yeah, the winters are a bit dour. It's not like the summer. People say, oh, I'd love to live here. It's like, yeah, winter is a little bit different. But
how much of a role does Inishmore play in music?
Oh, I think a big part, yeah. Like the title track of my first album is about the Aran and, you know, the landscape and the history and culture of the place. And the language, I think, is a big part of it as well. So I think that just seeps into the music, the words and music all the time.
You can drop in and out of Shan Nos as well, can you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would have grown up singing Shan Nos when I was in school, national school. And
would you mind?
Sure, I'll do a line of Oran Wiense song, Connemara song. Scovain tri lege warege nu slave che wadohi.
Jesus, hairs on the back of my neck. That just transports you instantaneously, doesn't it? So talk to me a little bit about the backstory to the song that you're going to sing for us now.
Yeah, I'm going to sing a song called Lovely Stare. I wrote it about my partner, Kira, who I met in Berlin 10 years ago. I was over playing music with a few friends. We went over. We knew one guy there, and she was his housemate who just lived there. And I met her there, and I thought she was German, like, because she looked, when I met her, because she was in college there and stuff, and speaking German. And I said, "Oh, you sound kind of Irish." She goes, "Oh, I grew up in Galway." I was like, "All right." And then after a while later, I was like, "You know, I know you're from Galway, but you look kind of German." And she was like, "Yeah, well, both my parents are German." So,
and who was doing the steering? You or her?
Oh, that was her. I just remember I was singing, I was playing a show, and she was. I remember. We both were, actually, now that I think about it. I was probably, yeah, she might have caught me staring as well.
If you get on and off the islands or don't go to the islands, you're going to be back over this side of the country next Friday, is it?
Indeed, yeah, next Friday night, yeah, in the Unitarian Church just on Stephen's Green there. I'm playing a show as part of my current tour, and I'll be there on Friday night. And there are a few tickets left.
Okay.
Not a whole lot, but yeah.
All right, well, up you hop there and get over and pick up that guitar, which hopefully hasn't under the studio lights ended up going out of tune. That is all that we have time for on the programme this week, as the man from Inishmore is going to play us out now. Liam Mullen had to be stopped throwing bits of Dunangus off the cliff. Amandine Paso Devine lay down on her tummy to look over the edge, and Brenda Donoghue shouted, "Get back!" at least 100 times. Thank you for listening. Sinead Egan is up next with Playback. But now, playing us out this morning, Porrick Jack with Lovely Stair from his album These Shores.
I was lost in a young man's wasteland, happiness a memory. I took a trip away with 4 fine men. We set out for Germany, where an Irish girl of another world who reminded me of Grace. Together she and I, we do laugh and cry. We'll have one day a family. And when I smile as an old and happy man by a fire in a rocking chair, it'll be for a life spent with the girl with the lovely, graceful stare.
Countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.